Well, a lot of attention on the latest U.S. Census data right now is around redistricting, especially in North Carolina with the change of congressional maps. But there's more interesting things to learn from it as well. And Carolina Demography at the Carolina Population Center at UNC is sorting through all of it. They recently shared a breakdown of the growing Hispanic population across North Carolina, which in 2020 officially surpassed 1 million people and might have even done so before then. Joining me to discuss it further is Rebecca Tippett, who is the founding director of Carolina Demography at UNC. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us again, and how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Brighton.
Absolutely. So what led Carolina Demography to do a deep dive into the data for the Latinx populations in our state? I know that this is something that Carolina Demography has been keeping an eye on over the last few years, but, you know, what stood out in 2020 with the latest U.S. Census data?
So yeah, you're right that this is something that we've regularly provided, in part because a lot of our clients, our stakeholders, and organizations across the state have been really interested in understanding this population, and in particular with our work on post-secondary education and K-12 education, the growing Hispanic population, and understanding the nuances of that population is really important. So what we wanted to do was understand, okay, we've had great estimates and data for the past 10 years, but the 2020 census gives us that first look at what's going on. And we were able to really provide, kind of the same portrait that we had been providing, but with a little more clarity on some of those population numbers, some of those population shifts. And we were really beginning to see, I think, increasing diversity among that population in ways that are kind of new for North Carolina and will continue to evolve over the next decade or so.
That makes a lot of sense. What kind of diversity, what kind of examples are there? I imagine it's, of course, where the populations themselves are beginning to grow, really take a foothold in the state. But, you know, what are some examples of that diversity?
So I think the biggest thing that I want to emphasize when talking about the Hispanic population is that for the 1990s and the 2000s, a lot of the growth in that population was fueled by immigration. So the Hispanic population in the state at that time was predominantly an immigrant population, foreign-born, and then U.S.-born or citizen population was much younger, relatively young children. Over the past kind of 20 years, that's really shifted a lot. And in particular, in the 2010s, that's when we started to see much of the growth being fueled by more births than deaths because of the age structure, and less so by immigration. So most of the growth in the Latino population over the decade was in the U.S.-born population. And what we've seen is that as that population has shifted, you know, historically in the state, kind of the largest number of Hispanic residents were in our urban areas, but the highest percentage were primarily in rural areas. And over the decade, that shifted a little bit. We still have a high percentage in rural areas, reflecting some of those immigrant communities that are working in agriculture. But we also have growth in the proportion of the population that's Hispanic in urban areas. So now it's not just, for example, Sampson and Duplin County with high shares that are Latino, but also places like Mecklenburg and Durham, where there are really high shares of Latino residents. And what we're seeing in the overall population is, yes, we still have an immigrant population, but increasingly not just the child population, but the adult population is second generation, meaning they're born in the United States, often in North Carolina, and a growing share of the child population would be what would be third generation. So they're born in the United States, often to parents who also were born in the United States. And I think that's important to recognize because the way that you would think about, kind of outreach and engagement to a community may be very different if that's an immigrant population versus a native-born population.
Absolutely. And one of the things that you kind of mentioned there that stood out to me in the report, too, approximately 6 of every 10 Hispanic people living in North Carolina are U.S. born, which is, you know, that's a great number. And you mentioned, of course, Durham County being one of the places where we're seeing Hispanic populations grow fastest. What other regions? I know that there's a pretty strong contingency in Chatham County and here in Orange County, too. So, you know, what are the numbers that we're seeing there for our local audience and our local communities?
Yeah, so statewide, the Hispanic population grew about 40% over the decade. So it wasn't the fastest growing group. Multiracial population, the Asian population grew faster than the Hispanic population, but the numeric gain in the Latino population was the largest of any group in the state. And so when we look, for example, at Orange County, we see the Hispanic population grew at about the same pace. A little bit faster. You know, that's consistent with Orange County, for example, growing a little bit faster than the state. And in Orange County, the Hispanic population was kind of the largest numeric increase over the decade. So again, locally, we're seeing very similar trends to what we see statewide. And it's important to emphasize that this is growth both in the adult population and also the child population. So this isn't just kind of concentrated in one age or the other, and we'll be looking to the data that comes out next year to really understand how did that age structure shift and where in the age distribution are these changes happening.
We're speaking with Rebecca Tippett, who is the founding director of Carolina Demography at the Carolina Population Center at UNC. Their website is ncdemography.org, where you can find their latest snapshot of the Hispanic population in North Carolina. And it shows that it is a growing one. And I'm curious, is this a trend that we're seeing out of North Carolina as well, Rebecca, where it's this population, some obviously living in rural areas, but kind of moving even to more urban areas too?
You know, I'm going to say yes, it probably is a trend. It's not something that I have looked at in specific detail. What I do think is really important is that for many of our rural communities, and this is true nationally, Hispanic population growth has helped to either slow down population loss or kind of compensate for out-migration and leave communities to grow in some level, or maybe just not decline, or decline more slowly. So I think that this is an important trend to look at and evaluate. Is this pattern continuing? Are we seeing continued Hispanic in-migration into rural communities? And if so, is it at the same level that we've seen? And in places where we might be seeing a shift, what are the implications of that for both that local population, and then where are those individuals who are leaving going? Because if they are now, my hypothesis has long been that once you get a large kind of second and third generation Hispanic population in an area, they're probably going to start looking very similar to the migration patterns that we saw among the white and black youth in that area. So there may have been reasons from a kind of immigrant incorporation perspective for those communities to be a little different in the first decade or so. But as those communities become more established, I think the trends are going to normalize, and we're going to see potentially youth out-migration from some of these counties, much in the same way that we've long seen for white and black youth in some of those communities.
You just answered the next question I had, which is there any sort of kind of historical trend or pattern that you think that this could be following? So great job already kind of thinking ahead there, Rebecca. And I know that North Carolina's population obviously projected to continue growing in recent years. I think one of the latest updates that Carolina Demography had is like by 2035, North Carolina getting to close to 12 million people, more than 12 million people probably at this point. So, you know, how does this growing Hispanic population kind of project alongside North Carolina's growth as a whole in the next couple of decades?
So I think that North Carolina's Hispanic population, because of the age structure, is going to be a really vital part of North Carolina's growth. Because what we're seeing is that as our population ages, we have to have most of the growth in the coming decades is going to be because of net migration into the state from other places, such as other states in the United States and sometimes from other countries. But one of the ways that kind of we could continue to grow would be if we have, steady birth rates and if births can outnumber deaths. But what we saw with the pandemic was we saw some decrease in birth rates, fewer babies being born. The reason that I'm pointing to the Hispanic population here is because the Hispanic population and some of our newer immigrant groups are much younger than on average than the white and the black population. And so if we're talking about the two factors for how populations can grow and change, realistically, the youth, the relative youth of both the Hispanic and then the Asian population are going to play a key role in the potential for our future child population.
Well, it is an exciting future, and it is an exciting projection. As we've got a couple more moments here, Rebecca, is there anything else from that 2021 snapshot of North Carolina's Latinx population that you think our listeners and our audience should know?
I mean, I think one of the most interesting things here was some of the most recent data we have is from 2019, and that was around the time we were hearing a lot about some of the migrant crisis at the southern border and some of the issues, you know, the growing share of Central American migrants into the United States. And it's important to note that when we talk about these national trends, we also see them show up locally. So we did see in that same year a slight increase in the number of individuals who were foreign-born and identifying as Hispanic living in the state, and an increase of those individuals were coming from Central American origins. So we don't yet have the 2020 data. You know, some of that was disrupted by COVID. So just knowing that in the next few years, we're expecting to see some more changes, but how well we can understand those changes may be delayed because, again, there's always a natural lag between when the data is collected and when it's available for us, and some of that has been further disrupted by COVID.
Well, if you want to check out the snapshot and the most recent post from Carolina Demography about the Latinx population in North Carolina, be sure to check it out on their website, ncdemography.org. What else is the Carolina Demography Department and organization working on right now, Rebecca? Is there anything else that we should be keeping an eye out for in the future?
Yeah, we're really excited a lot of our projects are kind of working with communities to understand their census data or to integrate a lot of data into kind of cohesive products that allow people to have a snapshot and understand what's going on in their community. One of the projects we're really excited to be working on right now is a collaboration with NC Impact, working with them on the Carolina Across 100 initiative to develop county profiles for all 100 counties that look at community resilience and recovery. And in that same vein, we're also really excited about the work that we've been doing with My Future North Carolina. Not only have we launched kind of a new tool, a county explorer that allows individuals to look at education-related outcomes for their county and compare to other counties, but we're also looking to update and refresh the profiles that we have with an eye to impacts of COVID and looking towards recovery, again, sometime in early 2022. So really excited about those projects that are ongoing, as well as a lot of the work that we're doing with local communities to understand how and why their population is changing.
Well, we look forward to when that comes out and when we can unpack it with Rebecca Tippett, the director of Carolina Demography. If you want to check out anything else that they have done in the past, and again, that snapshot of the Hispanic population growing in North Carolina, ncdemography.org is their website. Rebecca Tippett, as always, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks so much, Brighton.